Spark Joy, an illustrated guide to the Japanese art of tidying. Tidying is the act of confronting yourself. Cleaning is the act of confronting nature. This time I'm going to do it. I'm launching a year-end tidying marathon. In Japan, the year-end is traditionally the time to clean the whole house in preparation for the new year. It's like spring cleaning in some other countries. Every December, television programs and magazine articles feature cleaning tips, and cleansers and other goods are prominently displayed in stores. People throw themselves into this year-end cleaning spree as if it were a national event, so that sometimes I think it must be programmed into the Japanese DNA. When it is all over, however, it is amazing how many people say, "I really tidied up at the end of the year, but I didn't manage to finish by New Year's." When I ask them what they did, it becomes clear that almost all of them tidied as they cleaned. In other words, they randomly threw away whatever unnecessary items happened to catch their eye, wiped the floors and walls as they emerged beneath piles of stuff, donated boxes of books, wiped down the shelves on which those books had been sitting. Let me be very clear. With this approach, you will spend the rest of your life tidying. It is only natural that such year-end cleaning ends up half done. I will be honest. For years, my family and I used exactly the same approach, and we never once succeeded in making our house spick and span before the new year. The words tidying and cleaning are often used synonymously, but they are two completely different things. If you don't recognize this important truth, then your home will never be truly clean. First, the focus is different. Tidying deals with objects, cleaning deals with dirt. Both are aimed at making a room look clean, but tidying means moving objects and putting them away, while cleaning means wiping and sweeping away dirt. The responsibility for mess and clutter lies 100% with the individual. Things do not multiply of their own accord, but only if you buy them or receive them from someone else. Clutter accumulates when you fail to return objects to their designated place. If a room becomes cluttered before you know it, it is entirely your own doing. In other words, tidying up means confronting yourself.